Bavakama Prakyud Mishnachas. A goinev tala mina eder vichsir. If a person steals some sheep from a flock and he returns it, umes o nignov. And after he returned it, without the owner knowing that it was returned, the sheep died or it got stolen. Chayiv bachriyuso. The thief is chayiv. He's responsible. He has to pay back for the sheep that was stolen or lost. And the way the Rav explains, the way you read it is that the Mishnah is now saying, when does this apply? Lo yadu abalim lo bignevaso velo bachaziraso. This applies that we said that the thief is chayiv is when the Bailim, the original owner, doesn't know that it was stolen and he doesn't know that it was returned. Because the first thing the Rav says is that in order for me to be considered veheshivis akzela, the returning of an item that I stole, it has to be where the original owner knows that I returned it to him. Because one point is that once a sheep leaves the flock and comes back, the owner is going to be even more careful with that sheep, as the Rav points out. And you therefore, by not telling him, you didn't return it properly. So that's not called a hashava, and you're still chayiv. However, and you got to read this into the Mishnah, umanu esatzon, if the owner counted the sheep, ushleimahi, and he saw that they were all returned, and this is specifically now, the end of the Mishnah is a case where the owner knows that it was stolen, and now he is more careful, pater. Then the thief is pater, because the Bailim knew that it was stolen and returned, and now it's in his rishus. And the reason that a stolen sheep, the owner would be more careful, because once a sheep leaves, it's much more prone to leave again. And therefore, the owner is going to be more careful with it. That's why you have to tell him in the first place. But once he knows about it, and it's there, then at least the thief is off the hook.